to me, but my love won't surround you. Now that you're finally gone, I am free to get on with my life. Oh, 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 oh. You can summon all the gods that your black heart desires. They cannot help you because they're starting fires to burn you alive. The volcano, from what I know, you're going down the hole. Down you go, down the hole. Tell it to the volcano, save your sorries. Tell it to the volcano. A year ago today I was falling in love with you. I didn't know how I could tell you. You were breaking my heart, shrinking my head. I couldn't get out of my bed. The volcano, from what I know, you're going down the hole. Down you go, down the hole. Tell it to the volcano, save your sorrows. Tell it to the volcano.
Ooh, I like to check it. Boom, I like to chuck 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 it down. Boom, I like to chuck it. Boom, I like to chuck away the pain. Oh, oh, you're crying and you're screaming and you're begging not to go. Tell it to the volcano. Down you go.
Is the song starting? I'm a little confused.
Hey, muscle bear. Everybody.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
This just in. It's 11 minutes past noon. You're listening to musical reports and other reports about volcanoes today on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. Normally, Dick Dickenbach would be here on the mic. Today, he heard the word lava, thought we said Java, and would get coffee. Hopefully, he'll be back before the show's end, but he's so chatty, you know? These are the music reports about volcanoes you just heard. That was Jim and Jenny and the Pine Tops, Mount St. Helens from the record Rivers Roll On By. Before that, Grand Duchy, Volcano from Petit Four. In the middle of that set, Miniature Tigers, Tell It to the Volcano from the record of the same name from 2008. We heard Paper Moon, Volcano from the collection Hey, Where'd the Summer Go? And the Hummingbirds did Human Volcano from the record Va Va Voom to start us off. Under my voice, it is Amber Asylum, Volcano Suite from Frozen in Amber.
We will talk now to a volcanologist, a volcano scientist, a geologist who focuses on understanding the formation and eruptive activities of volcanoes. Dr. Magda Petrovic, thank you for coming on to the report. May I call you Magda?
Actually, my friends call me Magma.
They do?
Oh, I wish.
Can you tell us a little bit about what sparked your interest in volcanoes?
Certainly. I was conceived during the Mount St. Helens eruption on May 18th of 1980.
Conceived?
My parents were camping. They were otherwise occupied.
My word.
Oh, they love telling that story. So I became a geologist who studied volcanoes.
Does that make them happy?
It does not.
No?
No, because they're dead. They died while I was in high school.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you were responsible.
No, I meant...
Or were you in Chile in 1998?
I wasn't, no.
Well, my parents were. They were camping near Villarrica, and it erupted.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, you can say that they passed their love of volcanoes to me, for all the good it did them.
It seems like yours is a dangerous profession.
It is. Volcanoes are extremely dangerous. They spew hot gases, ash, lava, and rock, all of which are powerfully destructive. Volcanoes kill. They kill with their blasts. Volcanic eruptions can cause floods, mudslides, power outages, drinking water contamination, and wildfires. Afterwards, you'll find the spread of infectious disease, respiratory illness, burns, injuries from falls, and many vehicle accidents related to the slippery, hazy conditions caused by the ash.
Still, with proper warning, people can and have escaped.
What do you mean?
I mean, we generally know when a volcano goes from active to inactive, don't we?
There's no such thing as an inactive volcano.
No, but...
Some are dormant, but they're all active.
That's a bit terrifying.
Well, you should be terrified. It's probably how we're all gonna die.
It is?
I mean, the whole planet is one giant mass of molten lava just waiting for an excuse to burst out and destroy everything. The ash will fill the air, and there'll be an artificial winter. Earthquakes caused by the volcanoes erupting through the Earth's surface will destroy our already weakened infrastructure. And of course, those that live will find themselves in a nightmarish, archaic state where the most horrible people will rule and human condition will be completely degraded.
Oh dear.
But it's really for the best.
What do you mean?
The planet was like that a long time before humans came on the scene, and it'll be like that long after we're gone.
But all that suffering...
I know, you think I'm another heartless scientist. That's why I have a solution to what many undoubtedly find a vexing problem.
You know how to reduce volcanic activity?
Oh, of course not. We can actually reduce human activity.
Oh yeah, live more simply.
Oh no, basically throw yourself into a volcano.
I'm sorry, did you just say...
Yes, I did. Throw yourself into a volcano. Contact my organization, and we will identify the nearest active volcano, which you can therefore throw yourself into. It will be much easier than having to survive the world after the volcanic extinction event.
You're grim.
It's not so. I've always been a happy person, but I study volcanoes. You play music on a radio show. Whom would you trust?
I just think there might be something in between.
Oh, there isn't. Please stop deluding yourself. Have you been to Crater Lake?
Not yet, no, but I've heard it's lovely there.
Oh, it is lovely. And there's an active volcano which you can throw yourself into. I'm taking a group there this Thursday.
Oh.
We have room for you.
Oh, no thank you.
You can bring your pets.
Are you really a geologist?
Do you really think you can survive a world without food carts?
Dr. Magda Petrovic.
Magma.
Thanks for coming on the show and scaring the hell out of me.
Oh, it's a public service. It's my calling.
Well, that was very disturbing. My pets? We have so much show to do yet. So the phone line, 503-233-X-RAY, that's 9729. The text line, 971-220-KXRY, that's 5979. Yeah, we're commemorating the 1991 eruption of Mount Pinatubo, and not planning to throw ourselves into an active volcano. This is the Dickenbach Report. It's about volcanoes. Why couldn't Dick Dickenbach have interviewed her? This is X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. I need something to calm my nerves. Is there any alcohol in here?
Thank you. for the volcano. I'm frozen in time. No way to go nearer without burning up. Too scared to leave you or turn around in case the eruption destroys.
Cancel their guitars now. destroy us. Oh, wow, it's the actors. Cancel another dancer. Keep it in your pants, boy. We police romance, boy. Gee whiz, hackaroo time. Some kid nailed for sex crime. Oh, wow, what a freak show.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
My name is Oscar. I want to introduce myself. I was killed in 1936 by my brother. I'm a demon. I want you to know that the world is going to end in 2007. Yes,
thank you. going to change. A hot land falls made of magma, melts Alaska and an icy Argentine, they say. Now I've seen it all. New volcanoes in trouble.
Until the 1 o'clock hour, we're in the home stretch of the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. We're commemorating the 1991 eruption of Mount Pinatubo. It began 35 years ago today with reports about volcanoes. These are the music reports you just heard. That was Islands, Volcanoes from Return to the Sea. Before that, Momus, Under the Volcano from Athenian. In the middle of that set, Dave Rowntree, Volcano from his record Radio Songs. Susie the Banshees gave us Cities and Dust from Tinderbox, and we begin with Bauhaus. King Volcano from Burning from the Inside. Under my voice is Sunno and Boris. Etna, and a famous volcano from Altar. But wait, I promised you commentary. Has he finished doing his vocal warm-ups? Okay, here's our own Wayne Seconds.
It's always great to be on the report, Dick. And let me be the first, even though I absolutely am not the first, to offer my congratulations on the report being expanded from 1 to 2 hours. I remember from our late night debates as younger men, you always maintained that bigger is better. Speaking of bigger, there's a lot to be said about volcanoes. I know the staff at the report always assembles the hardest hitting reporting out there, and still, I trust that my commentary will not be superfluous. Of course, likely the first thing that comes to your mind, Dick, when you think of volcanoes, is back when you were just getting your start in the business many years before you met your dear wife, and you had that fling with an intern at the U.S. Geological Society. I think you mentioned to me a certain recontextualization of plate tectonics occurred between you and her? And that's long, long ago, Dick. I'm not exactly sure why I bring it up, other than to nostalgically reflect on our days as young journalists. You know, it also makes me think about preparedness. Now, I know, for example, you and the young intern practiced safe sex. You came prepared and used condoms, rubbers, as they were colloquially known in those days. Given the current state of climate disaster in our world, preparedness is ever more essential. It seems to me that earthquakes, fires, floods, hurricanes, and other so-called quote-unquote natural disasters receive more focus in terms of emergency preparedness. And so I wondered, since we live alongside the Cascade Range amid active volcanoes, what the preparedness protocol might be for a situation like the 1980 eruption of Lewitt. That's the mountain colonially known as St. Helens. And of course, no matter how much capitalism continues its exploitative, extractive, and dominant efforts to control nature, we are never going to know exactly when a devastating volcanic eruption will occur. Still, there is a wealth of information regarding preparation and recovery online. You know, I think this World Wide Web thing is really catching on, don't you, Dick? The U.S. Geological Survey, there it is again, the U.S. Geological Survey has information, as does both the state of Oregon and Washington. The American Red Cross offers extensive information on their website, and I found many various regional county websites addressing the issue. Surprisingly, given the federal dismantling of just about everything, the FEMA website is also quite useful. So, I think that should give Dickenbach Report listeners a bit of a cause to rest assured. Notice I didn't say be complacent. I said rest assured that with awareness, preparation, and community togetherness, to name just a couple of things, we can get through just about anything. And with that, Dick, I'm sure that you are prepared for me to utter those four magic words you have grown so accustomed to hearing throughout your illustrious career. Back to you, Dick.
Thanks, Wayne. I guess I have to accept that I look like Dick Dickenbach. Except I look nothing like Dick Dickenbach, nor do I sound like Dick Dickenbach. Thank you for tuning in today. Dick Dickenbach almost certainly regrets he couldn't make it. I don't know, maybe he went to Mount St. Helens by mistake. You never know with that guy. I just know he'll be back here next week, because the report airs every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can listen to older reports on the X-Ray website. The playlist there will keep you up to date with all the reports we play until 1 when Radio Bandolero comes on. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, quoting Ted Hughes from his poem Volcanic Dreams. In the heart of the mountain, there lies a fire, a flame that cannot be quenched until the world turns to ash. Yikes. So have a good... What's this? All right, yeah, okay. I'll address it. I'm going to address it. Okay, so thank you so much for your comments and suggestions today. Sometimes we have a hard time clearing, finding the stuff that you are requesting and whatever. But extra bonus points to the person who, I guess, texted Dick Dickenbach. So he's apparently been blowing up everybody's phones to play this next tune. So kudos, going over our heads. We truly appreciate it, all that. So we'll see you next week. Have a lovely day. How did they get his text number in the first place?
A baby shoe on the sand, stinging nettles cover over every inch of land. There is nothing to break apart and mend. Thunder strips the surface clean. Soon we will be blasted into space, and there is no escape from planet Earth. And there is a volcano inside of me, and there is a volcano inside of you. I know that feeling, you know. I've carried the burden of it longer than you. I can't say where your path leads to, but it looks to me to be straight and true. Thank you. together like a jigsaw puzzle. When you wash my feet in the little plastic tub beneath the orange awning of the caravan, when you wash my feet in the little plastic tub beneath the orange awning of the caravan, there is a hummingbird, there is a spider web. When you wash my feet in the little plastic tub beneath the orange awning of the caravan, there is a hummingbird, there is a spider web. You worked like a devil while your devils worked you over. I know that feeling, you know. I've carried the burden of it longer than you. I can't say where your path leads to, but it looks to me to be straight and true.
Togetherness, love of us. care.